It's Morning Edition from NHPR. There's been a public dispute going on in Keene over the rights of student journalists. It's all playing out at Keene State College, where editors at the student-run newspaper say administrators have been limiting access to faculty and staff for interviews. Now college officials are responding to those concerns. To explain all of this, we're joined now by Ethan DeWitt. He's a reporter for the Keene Sentinel. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
This all started earlier in the month when the college student newspaper, The Equinox, spoke out in an editorial. What did they say?
They published an editorial on the last student edition of the student paper right before graduation, a few days. And basically, they did not mince words. They accused the college of what they called a pattern of suppression and obstruction. And basically what they were saying is that in recent months and years, the college communications office has made it more difficult for them to get interviews with staff and faculty and administration officials for student journalists, and has basically imposed this requirement that everybody check in with the communications office, get questions pre-approved, and interviews monitored by the communications office itself. And they say that this pattern has made it very difficult for them to report even basic stories, and nearly impossible to report some of the bigger stories that they'd like to do on campus.
And the college's journalism faculty also was weighing in on this as well, right?
Yeah. So in that same edition of that student paper, which is, as I understand, widely read around campus, the journalism faculty penned their own letter to the editor, and they also did not hold back. They accused the college of suppressing the First Amendment and suppressing freedom of inquiry. And they said that their own students, beyond just the student reporters for the student newspaper, the journalism students who actually need to complete assignments, complete projects for grades, that they were being affected negatively by these new media policies, which they say have happened over the last 2 years.
Keene State's president, Ann Hewitt, responded to all of this last week with a memo to staff. What did that say?
So the memo to staff was basically, it took pains to praise the student newspaper, which has garnered a lot of national awards over the years. And it also it voiced the president's commitment to free speech on campus and to a vibrant press. It then went on to say that the press office and that the administration, it encourages its faculty and staff to freely give interviews to reporters, and said that the only communication that it asks is checking in with the communications office. That was the initial email. And then that email sparked concern by journalism faculty over not being specific enough. And it was followed up by a subsequent email.
So does this a change in policy? I mean, is the college requiring that faculty check in with the communications department first before they do an interview?
Well, so that's what's unclear. If you talk to journalism faculty and to student journalists themselves, they say that, yes, it is a requirement. Yes, and they have, according to journalism faculty, the students have 20 documented instances where people have directly told them that they cannot speak to them without getting approval. If you talk to the campus communications office itself, they say that no, actually, approval is not required. It is just a voluntary check-in by staff and by faculty if you are in contact with a student journalist or a journalist, a professional journalist.
So the school is saying, look, we just want to be in the loop on this.
Right, and that's what they said, and they sent a follow-up, a clarifying email on Monday saying this is strictly voluntary, but faculty, as I understand it, say that doesn't go far enough, and they are hoping to meet and to draft a more clear policy this week with the president.
All right, we'll be watching. Reporter, Keene Sentinel reporter Ethan DeWitt, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for having me.